order this meeting, regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, November 14th, 2024. And call the roll, please, Mrs. Marlin.
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show that Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Will you please rise with me to the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I've always had this kind of mini fright that I'm going to forget the words, which is ridiculous because
it's instilled.
I know.
All right.
I didn't roll up to it.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, that's right. You're from the Philippines. Right. Okay. All right. So thank you for that. So do I have a motion on the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, sir. All right, Marlon, you want to take a poll on this?
Yes. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Perfect. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any director that wants anything pulled, discussed, questioned?
No. I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I second.
Thank you, sir.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Perfect. All right, there are no presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. So
Madam
good to
Chair,
see you.
You too, Board. Members of the community, welcome tonight. Great news, in July 2022, the board approved collaborating with the CCRCD, the County Watershed Program,
yes,
for Proposition 1 implementation, mm-hmm, grant for the green infrastructure project at the Ambrose Center Park. We received the grant. We received the grant for $2.7 million. Isn't that great? To design, build the project with limited urban greening all around the center. The project consists of adding a vegetated swale of trail connecting Willow Pass to the De Anza Trail on the south side, a few bioretention basins to eliminate flooding, one here in the parking lot by the baseball field and by the park, and some permeable pavement for parking spaces and aisles and rows of trees in our parking lot. Very excited about this. It is a partnership with the County Resource Conservation, and we will be having a community outreach in spring of 2025 to get input.
I have a question on that. Was it ever discussed to put solar panels over spaces in the parking lot?
You know, I don't know what the original discussion was, but I know that they're going to present that at the community outreach.
Okay.
And then maybe a great suggestion, they may be able to get additional funding for something like that that's
perfect,
requested. I will report more as this develops.
Well, congratulations.
On that. Currently, we are still consulting with the Pittsburgh engineers, including the RFP for the design on phase two. I will report and provide recommendations once I get all those RFPs in.
Phase two of what?
Of the phase two project at the community, at Ambrose Park, not the community park, the Ambrose Park, the baseball field. So we're going to do an RFP for the design itself, the design, the irrigation, the leveling, everything like that. So those RFPs are going to go out for the beginning of just the design project of the project.
So I want to make sure I'm understanding this. Is this the cricket people or is this our fields?
This is our field, and it was presented
to
do the two baseball, the two soccer and the one baseball.
So this is at Ambrose Park.
On the phase two.
So are you saying that, because I don't remember this, we didn't vote that we'd do that, we just wanted the numbers on it.
Right, but we had to have gave you the numbers, and we decided to move forward just to get RFPs what the cost would be for the design.
Okay, so we're still in the information
for the design phase.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Okay. The Clearland property is now in escrow.
God!
Oh my God!
This is the furthest we've gotten. Everything seems to be still moving forward.
Okay.
So I wanted to share that with you. They're still anticipating to have everything completed by the spring of 2025.
Wow.
Per our contract. So I'm very excited about that. And as you can see, the group that was doing the construction company that was doing the repavement, they've gone. They have one more thing to pick up, but they have cleaned that area so nice since they've left.
Really
it looks
good.
Really nice.
Yeah.
I did notice that the neighbor did put up fencing up there. So now you can really see the clarity is really great, what our property is, the clear property is. On Friday, October 25th, was our haunted hallway. We had 250 participants. The Academy, our teens, and a YDLC group did an amazing job. Nothing but amazing feedback. We do want to work next year on the line got so long to kind of control the line a little bit, but it was really great.
You got drove into the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was amazing. Yeah.
Dialos de Muertos event on November 1st had over 300 in attendance. It was an amazing event. It was well reciprocated by our community. They can't wait till next year's, and the folklorical teacher did an amazing job putting it together.
Yeah, that was really crowded.
Holidays are upon us. Breakfast with Santa is Saturday, December 7th. Mm-hmm. We're very excited about it. Thank you. It's going to be from 9 to 11. I think I have the real Santa, so we're very excited.
Real Santa.
Goodies for the kids. We'll be working with the Academy and the teens with crafts and cooking. And you know, we're going to do it as a collaborative partnership with them, and it gives them experience in that area as well.
That's so cool.
The Contra Costa County Sheriff and Supervisor Glover's toy giveaway will be here on Thursday the 19th, 4 to 9. And I believe they already accumulated 5,000 toys, so they're doing a great job. And we will have a turkey giveaway here for people at the Spark Point and the Career Center on Friday, November 22nd.
Sometimes in the past, they've had people that they called ahead of time and they came to pick up.
That's what they'll be doing.
That's what this is. They
yes, that is. If somebody
that
feels a need, yeah, they can come to the Career Center and put their name in.
Got it. Okay.
And is that it for now?
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember several months ago when they were paving the streets, that because you allowed them to use the clear land that they were going to kind of clean and do something with that part.
They still are.
They still are?
Yes, they still are. They're finishing their project in Pacheco, and then they'll be coming back. They did not give me a timeline, but they've guaranteed me they will do it. As you can see, those potholes are filled out there.
Yeah.
That was from their material. They let us use the material and brought it in, and we packed it down and kind of made it a safer environment for everybody driving through the parking lot until we get it resurfaced.
Do we get the water issue fixed? Because I don't see the water anymore.
Yes, we did. It was a sprinkler issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Lori, sorry, the number you said for that green infrastructure, again, was that 2 million?
Yeah, 2.7.
2.7. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure I got that right.
That 0.7 is big.
Yeah.
Madam Chair, I do have, first I want to report that the Bay Point Garden Club's plant sale and workshop was well attended, and we thank the staff for helping us put together all the tables and chairs and putting down everything else after the event. I did attend the Dia de los Muertos, and I have pictures, but I was planning to put them on Facebook, but I was afraid because there are kids that we may have to ask whatever. So what I'm going to do is I'll just send them to you.
Okay.
You can do that.
And I will pass it along to the folklorical teacher who's in charge of the event, and
yes.
I'm sure her students would be the ones who would probably post because they have signed a waiver when they registered for the class that they could take pictures because they do perform for the for the class. So I will show her, and then she can.
And she saw me taking pictures. She didn't say anything,
but
I was just like, okay, I better make sure that I'm doing it correctly.
And I do want to bring up that the green infrastructure project one of the highlights that they said is because of our community and the needs of the community and the needs of the park and the fact that we do have a garden as part of our programming, and that was in the report, and I just wanted to share that as well.
Thank you. That was it. Anybody else? Thank you, General Manager. All right, there is no legal counsel report this evening, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Your request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. First, we have Jordan Wheeler. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, my name is Jordan Wheeler. I live at 439 Tradewinds Court over in the California Skyline Subdivision. I've lived there since 16 now, so I've been there for a while. I live there with my son and my husband, and we recently received a notice in the mail discussing the idea of an addition of a dog park to the area. Mm-hmm. The passive park that we have there currently is 3 doors down from my house. I do use it for my son. He loves to play there. We also have other neighbors on the street who have young children, and they like their children to play there as well. Kind of crowdsourced in our neighborhood how many dog owners that we have that currently live on the street. We have 3 dog owners. All 3 of them said that they don't take the dogs to dog parks. In addition to that, when I'm looking at our street and looking at the maintenance that our passive park currently receives, I think that it's a little bit below the standard that I would prefer, and I think the addition of dogs in that area would cause perhaps the hygiene to go down. So that's just what I wanted to share. I prefer to stay a passive park as it is right now. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out this evening. We know you have a busy life, so that's really cool. The rest of the forms that I have are directed specifically at 9A. Is that correct, gentlemen?
The dog park.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
Okay. I think we have one more. Okay.
And this is a public comment. Carlos Reyes?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please. Welcome.
But I don't want to talk.
You don't want to talk?
No.
You just want me to have your form?
Just read it.
Can I put
read
a smiley face on it?
Okay,
you can read it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there
read
we go.
Read the form.
I don't want a dog park in my neighborhood. Okay, power to the people. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Across the street from me.
Okay, got it. And then Arvin, can you pronounce your last name, sir?
Tayanis.
Okay, and you want to speak during public comment?
Yeah,
right now?
Is that my name? Okay.
Please, welcome
to the house.
We appreciate you coming out.
Thank you.
Actually, the dog park is part of Board Maps.
Oh, shut me.
Well, they're speaking. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to be picky. Yeah. You guys,
you
I
go
just,
ahead.
I mean, you can
okay.
go ahead. I'm just so happy you're here, so you can speak.
Yeah, so my name is Arvin Kayan, and I'm 415 Tradewinds Court, right next to the proposed dog park. I've been right next to that. And I definitely, me and my family oppose it, and so do some of my neighbors. I know somebody came around with a petition I missed.
Was
that you? Yeah. Sorry, I missed it, but I was going to sign that. Anyway, we strongly oppose having a dog park there, mainly because it's a quiet neighborhood. It's really not suitable for a dog park, in my opinion. We already have problems with people loitering and leaving their trash there. I think the addition of a dog park would add to that. Cleanliness, there's nobody who's going to manage it, who's going to run it, supervise it. My wife and I work from home. The incessant barking would probably disrupt our work, so that's a big issue for us and probably some of the other neighbors that might work from home. To add to that, just where it's situated, it's really not ideal for, in my opinion, it's not ideal for a dog park. I would like to leave it as a passive park where people can come and enjoy it. Like little kids, you can come and run and play. I mean, there's kids always playing there, and having a dog park there, definitely, you can't do it, right?
Right.
And so that, to me, is more important for the community. We do have a trail in the back that's open that you can run your dog there free, right there, right? And then right up here, there's a right up Willow Pass and what's it called? In San Marcos area?
Right.
Beautiful dog park. Utilize for neighborhood. So it doesn't make sense to have another dog park in close proximity to Irwin. There's also the county park about a mile away from that area where you can walk your dog, right? So that's what I feel. Anything else I can think of? Yeah, I mean, I talked past my 3 minutes, but yeah, so once again, we strongly oppose having the dog park.
Thank you for coming out. We appreciate your input for sure. And I just wanted to point out what my fellow director said. I should have had you guys speak during 9A, but we're not going to stand on ceremony for this meeting.
But we will get to you guys for 9A.
Thank you for that. Any other member of the public that would like to make a comment on anything else at this time? All right, I'm closing this to the public, bringing it back up to the board and moving on. Board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Our first item is neighborhood community input on converting Tradewinds Park from a passive park into a dog park. And our first, Evan Pace. Did I say that right?
You did.
Welcome, Evan. Thank you for coming out to me.
So I'm the one who's going around with the petition trying to get everyone to sign it. Just to start, thank you for all your help and everything, dropping off the little flyers. I have the petition. Do I need to submit it to anybody?
We should have
it right here. To the clerk.
Apparently, I should have had him sign it because, you know, he's the one that I kept dropping off his
phone. Yeah, the record.
So, coincidentally, before I received this in the mail, I was actually sitting at that park. I've lived in that neighborhood for 11, 12 years now, and I was thinking to myself, why is this park so dilapidated? You know, when my son was small, used to go sit there all the time. It was actually a really nice, well-maintained park. It's been allowed to go downhill over the years. I was extremely offended when I got this in the mail, thinking it's like, so what, rather than going and actually maintaining it, we're just trying to do the cheapest, just horrific thing to a small court neighborhood that only has 19 houses in it, throw a public dog park in. I can't think of a single place there's a dog park that isn't contained within an actual park. A court with 19 houses is not something that you open up to a public dog park. Where are these people going to go park? Where are these people going to, do all the things associated with a dog park without, like, you know, all the noise, barking dogs, trash associated with that, without going and being, that's what I figured when I kept trying to knock on his door. I thought, I'm up at the upper end and I don't want to deal with this. The people that actually live directly around that park, that would drive me insane to think that there's going to be people down there. You're going to make something that what somebody puts into Google, like dog park, and now you start not just drawing all of the community kids to that area, but people from all over showing up thinking that it's an actual dog park. I was shocked to even learn it's considered a park. To me, that was always just an easement under the high voltage power line. So I am adamantly opposed to it. I now have 13 signatures on my petition. I got over the majority of the people in the neighborhood. Every single person I spoke to thought it was a ridiculous idea, and everybody I spoke to wants it to just be restored to either what it used to be, or pretty much everybody was willing to compromise. Even if you don't go and put all the bushes and everything else that was allowed to die off over the years, just expand the grass, redo that, you know, make it where it's big enough that all the local kids from either Tradewinds Court or Coastview, which is across from Driftwood, so they have somewhere that is the only place that kids have to go and walk over to and do anything outdoors that isn't just literally in the street. So I'd like to propose, just go redo the grass. Maybe it's a little tiny piece of grass, make it like 2 or 3 times bigger. I think everybody would be more than happy with that. I'd literally prefer to just have completely abandoned field of weeds over a dog park. That would be a huge eyesore. And I was in law enforcement before I was medically retired for 15 years. I know the kinds of things that that would go and draw in. We already deal with people loitering in that area, leaving trash and whatnot, and I've already spent, you know, all the years that I've lived there dealing with having to go down, talk to people who are basically not from that neighborhood and causing a nuisance to our community. And to think that it would be something like a dog park where you're just gonna, you know, exacerbate that and draw more people in, I find totally unacceptable. So that's pretty much all I have to say, and just submitted that. Everybody in the neighborhood's opposed to it, so.
Well, thank you for taking the time and doing your democratic process and going neighborhood, you know, neighbor to neighbor.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that. Okay. Brian Hartness, am I saying that right?
Yes, you are.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome, Brian. Thanks for coming out this evening.
Thanks for having me. Good evening, everybody.
Yeah.
My name is Brian Hartness. I live at 434 Trade Winds, literally catty corner to that park. Probably the senior one here tonight. I don't know. I've been there since 2001. My wife and I moved out from Walnut Creek because we wanted more space, right? And a suburban dream. So we've been there 23 years. It's a special neighborhood. You know, sometimes neighbors come and go. People move. It's a transitory world we live in. But we have some old neighbors that have been with us a long time. We have a community watch, you know, we have a neighborhood watch. That park is special to me for a whole lot of reasons. Like Evan said, it was an afterthought. I mean, when Kaufman and Broad built that development, they
right.
were probably going to stick two more houses in there, right?
Right.
But because of the easement, they couldn't do it. So we benefited. We benefited greatly because we have this little green space where used to gather. We've had, I don't know how many block parties that my neighbor Jack arranged in the summertime, but the whole court would show up for. And, you know, for us it's a place where, you know, I taught my grandkids how to catch a baseball, how to catch football in that park, my granddaughters too. And it was just always a cool place, you know, let's go over to Uncle Grandpa's and hang out in that little green area over there.
Cool.
It was really important to them. Now they're in North Carolina, but I still don't.
Okay. Good grandpa.
Yeah, right. I hate to be a wet blanket. I love dogs.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't own any now, but I have many times over the years in the past. And I don't want to infringe on people's rights to interact with their dogs. But I can't help but think that there's a lot more suitable areas. We have all this blighted stuff down here in Bay Point that's been this way since I moved in. You know, just flat, vacant, lots of weeds that would probably be more suitable, more amenable to use as a dog park. And, you know, more centrally located, certainly, than our little neighborhood off the beaten path for folks to have to drive all the way out to. As Evan said, traffic, you know, I don't like to sound so sheltered, but we all kind of changed during COVID, right? We all
right.
kind of became a little different. Our social skills fell off. But even before that, you know, we knew every one of our neighbors. We sit on the front porch. We don't, you know, most folks come home, they go to the backyard, sit on the patio, pour a cocktail, watch the ball game. We sit on our front porch a lot because we want to see people. We think that's what builds that sense of community, is being on your front porch, getting to know your neighbors, you know, having that level of communication. I think if I had no other choice and the dog park was there, probably gonna come home, sit in my backyard, and never interact with anybody. Again, not that I don't like dogs, but I just know that over the years, you know, having lived there for so long, I live right on the corner where people swing in off of Driftwood. I know every car that belongs in our neighborhood. I've been the victim of a few car burglaries when the church has had their teen dances and stuff. So. I mean, I get it. I don't want to be one of those old hermits that, you know, doesn't want those. I don't like the looks of those kids out there, you know. I don't want to be one of those types.
Are you walking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. If we don't have a basketball hoop up here, why are you carrying a ball?
Right.
I just like the fact that it's that one little slice of our lives where we can go home it's quiet, it's peaceful. We can listen to the ball game on the front porch and, you know, just say hi to our neighbors. So I'd hate to see that change.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
It was very well spoken. Thank you for all coming out. Just so you all know, it was brought up by my fellow director that that park does need some love. So we were talking around ideas, and we would never do anything, obviously, without checking with the neighbors first, which is why. So you're never going to be steamrolled by us. It's just not how we operate. And so we really appreciate, we know what it's like to take time out of your life, organize like you did, have to go house to house and talk about it, and take time out this evening to come in. So it's a big deal, we know that. And I go to that park once a week, and I've seen the same things. The bush, we used to have beautiful bushes and green grass, and I have dogs, and we would go there and I'd sit and I'd read for a little while. And we've had so many problems with the irrigation, et cetera, but we want to do something. That piece of property that you heard maybe earlier in the evening that's finally in escrow, you know, we're probably going to want to do something with that. Even if it's like what you said, Evan, right?
Right.
You know, put grass back in or whatever. But we are looking at that, knowing that it's not the way it should be. So this was just one idea, and we knew with this idea it was explosive enough that we might as well get input, because if this happens, well, then we can just go, okay. So is there any other directors that would like to make a comment on this time, at this time, or have any questions for
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you so much for, Madam Chair said, taking time to not only like talk to your neighbors, to get a petition going. And I think for all of us, I would suspect that we didn't feel comfortable moving forward with this project unless we had input from the neighbors there at that street, because it is an isolated street. But there is obviously some history there, right? That park was built a long time ago by the developers of those homes, and since then, our park district has taken over that governance of that park. With that being said, we want our parks to be the best quality, whether they're down here on Little Pass Road or up there at Tradelands, right? What's the other park that's down the street?
It's
the one off on Mota.
You guys
just put a fence in there, which is great because it keeps the people who do the dirt biking
Boger.
From going
Boger.
Up the hill.
Boger.
But I will say, as somebody who lives off of Tradelands, we're now cut off from being able to use any access to that park for our kids. So
I think that's HOA though, correct?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not you guys, yeah. That's that little area.
That's their little
HOA,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, obviously some of these parks that we govern now were created by developers, and so we have the difference between community parks, right, like Anuta, my great grand Little Pass Road, or this park back here, or Ambrose Park across from Safeway. And over the years, as long as I've been on the board, we've been adding more and more amenities and improving the parks and stuff, right? And I think in that spirit, we looked at that park, and I went out there like over the summer just doing my drive around parks. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I know we spent a considerable amount of money on watering the grass, right?
Yeah.
We have in the past, right? I think a long time ago.
Yeah.
We did have a very big
there.
Irrigation issue there.
A lot
of
irrigation issues. So we spent a lot of money on
it. It's painful.
It's painful.
Yeah.
But we want that park to be in better condition. So I think, one, thank you for showing urgency in this matter. Thank you for coming here. Thank you for thinking about like rejecting this, because this is how local government works, right?
Yeah.
Bay Point, I'm sure y'all know, is unincorporated. This is the only governance we have in this community is this, right, or the parks, unfortunately. So I'm glad that y'all took part of this, this evening just to come here and talk to us about this. But secondly, I think it's super important now that we are having this conversation for y'all to consider creating some sort of committee amongst your neighbors to start brainstorming what you want to see in that park. Because, again, I'm not promising anything. I don't think we're not making any motions or anything that I think of tonight. But I think it'd be a good idea for y'all to start really brainstorming.
You're open to ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And bring that to us, you know. And I really want to hold y'all to that, right? Because you have to come through with on your end too to say, hey, we met over the last few months, and this is what we think we want to see based on our needs for our families, for the people that come over a lot. Because again, it is such a pocket park that I hear you. Like, I would freak out if a bunch of people start coming to my little court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would freak out. But based on that, what suits
what is it going to work for y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only a bench there right now, right?
There's a stone bench and table.
That's it.
Well, there's
two tables.
Small grass area. Mm-hmm. All of the brush vegetation over the years has just
been.
And it's a little dry back there. So, I mean, again, you know, think about it. Maybe you guys want a barbecue pit. Maybe you guys just want like a another bench, or maybe it's removing that stone bench and coming up with something that's a little bit friendlier for families to hang out with. Maybe it's a small little slide for the little ones, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing that's going to attract older kids there. But I guess this is an invitation and a call to action to y'all to start really like talking to your neighbors, as you already have. You already got a great list going. That's organizing 101. You got everybody's name and phone numbers. Now start planning meetings and start talking to your neighbors and think about what we want to see in this park. And I would assume that us as a district would be open to have those conversations in the future. But thank you for at least telling us that you don't want it, because my biggest fear was us spending a lot of money on the park that you guys were going to hate. And then it was going to be like, we could use that money for something else. So again, thank you. That's all I really have to say.
Yeah, and one last thing. One of the really cool things about living in Bay Point and having us be as small as we are is that you really can affect change. It's different when you live in a big city. You could go to like the Pittsburgh City Council meeting, and that's like a 4-hour meeting, and you can have 50 people talk, and it's just in the wind but here you really can make a difference. Like, if you really want something, we really listen. So, but thank you for coming out. Yeah.
Just question. So, you know, like you're saying, brainstorm what we would like to see. What do we do with that then? I mean, is there a particular time frame that we should be replying to you with that, or what means, like, should I just...
So what you would do is you would call Lori.
We have contact.
And she would talk to me, and we would discuss whether we would put you on the agenda so that you aren't limited. Because as it is right now, if you speak, like during public comments, you only get 3 minutes. But if we put you on under board matters, like this item, we can have this free flow of conversation.
Okay. But is there like a particular time frame that, you know, we'd have to get back to you within
a
month?
No.
It's on y'all.
Yeah.
And then my other question would be, is there a budgetary guideline that you're within us looking for?
We really don't have anything right now. I mean, what I would say to you is that we're a pretty poor district. You know, I'm just being honest. But I mean, like, a dog park was going to be like between, what, 25 and 50,000.
I guess that's not my question. Yeah. What was your proposed budget for a dog park?
We,
would be the question.
What was that? It was like 25?
It was about 25,000.
About 25,000. Mm-hmm.
So,
how much we're willing to invest in the park.
I think that's pretty liberal, to be honest. Thank you. I appreciate that investment in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Definitely. And again, I just want to add again how important it is for y'all to continue your own conversations. Mm-hmm. And there is no timeline, but if you guys want to like take a few months to think about it, obviously we're going into the holidays, maybe come back in March after things have kind of cooled down and people are out of their holiday head. Just maybe come back and reach out to Lori and say, hey, this is what we come up with. What do y'all think? We had some gentlemen here come in here like over the summer. They're proposing, they want
us to build
a cricket field.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want to put a cricket field at Ambrose Park. They came here with a presentation and they talked to us and we're like, let's think about it. Let's see what that would look like.
Yeah.
Same invitation goes out to y'all.
Yeah. All
right.
And also, I want to say this too. We offer a lot of services through the park district. So I know sometimes, because I have friends that live up in the hills, they don't even know anything that goes on here. Like, they haven't even been in this building. They had no idea that we have free basketball camps and summer swimming programs. They didn't even know we had a pool. They didn't even know we had a community pool. Like, they don't even know anything about our park. So if that's the case for you people up there, you know, now's the time to like get engaged, because we have a lot of really cool things happening. Yeah. So thank you so much for coming out. So we all set, people?
Yeah.
All right.
Madam Chair, can
I
say something?
Yes, please.
First of all, thank you for being here. We just really wanted to see you. For me, it was like that. Because when I said, I'm not gonna move on anything until I hear from the people there.
Right.
And that's what we put in. And we just really wanted to see you and find out what you think. And that's what's important to us. So come back to us, tell us what you plan to do.
Thank you, folks. If you don't want to stay for the rest of the meeting, you're totally not obligated. Just so you know, I will be offended if there's a mass attendance.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. Okay, we're closing this and going on to our next item.
Yes, I get a hold of you. You know, Evan has it on. Over there? Oh, yeah, I can talk to you.
ARPD warehouse as historical building. I'm going to pass these on to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I was approached by the historical committee and
historical society or historical committee.
They call them the historical society committee.
Okay.
Bay Point? Sorry.
Yeah, the Bay Point is
historical
for
historical society.
Yeah, they call herself the historical society. I talked to Marcia.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they were looking for a historical building to do all the artifacts with, from Bay Point, from Pacifica, from Port Chicago, Clyde. And they originally had the fire station across the street, which the fire district decided to keep that for to store hazmat material in there. Nothing dangerous, just, you know, in case there is a situation. So they kind of toured here. They were looking for a building, and we did not have one, but I brought them back to the garage in the back. And they were kind of brainstorming and thought of, could they have a piece of the garage to, they wanted to modify it, have volunteers fix it, and Supervisor Glover contacted me that he would like to pay for the supplies and the need items to transform that. But there is also the question of liability. There's also the question of who would maintain it, who would run it, which was on volunteers. So I have sent this a recommendation for you that we could do an MOU, that we could lease a portion of it, or we can look for alternatives to the above choices that we have on the board matters. This is something I did talk to Supervisor Glover just the other day, and he doesn't have I was worried about the fiscal impact, but he doesn't have any numbers. He just wants to know if it's going to move forward, and then he's going to work with the committee or society to decide how much it would cost to refurbish the inside of that, which I don't know if you've been in there, it would be a lot of work would have to be done.
I don't even know where it is.
No. The garage, there's a three garage in the back on the field, yeah.
So, the one in the field.
Right in the field before, between the two playgrounds. There's a garage.
By the concession stand.
Connected to the concession stand. Now, we did receive $4,000 from Supervisor Glover through the Keller Mitigation Fund to fix up the concession stand and fix up the restrooms in the spring before we get ready for our baseball leagues. And our baseball leagues will use part of that area for storage as well, so they would be able to have the whole thing if we would have enough room to have that in there. So
there's already something in there.
Keep the Bobcat in there a lot. There's three roll-up doors. The other two roll-up doors are actually closed on the inside because it's a haven during COVID for a lot of break-ins, and a lot of the interior was gutted and destroyed. It would definitely needs a water heater. But we do have some baseball equipment in there. When we had soccer, we left soccer nets in there, and they still are in there. So yes, we do utilize it for some of our programming here.
All right, let me start with Director Torres.
Sorry, I'm kind of like confused. Sorry, I'm like, Nikki, like, what's going on? Only because I'm like, they want us to use the warehouse as a storage facility, right?
They want a part of it, yes.
Yeah. And then
not a storage. Actually make it a place for people to come and see the artifacts from the different,
we're talking about right behind here, like at the baseball field.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad that they're reaching out to us to try to do something as far as having a historical like site, because I'm just a little nerd when it comes to local history, and especially like maintaining a local history. I'm just concerned about that location, like as far as like, you know, I'm hearing there's going to be some, like money being put into it, does that include like better lighting back there, right? Like, because obviously, like,
not having, I guess because I'm hearing there's been break-ins and it's kind of like back there, mm-hmm. when we're talking about historical artifacts, mm-hmm. like people who are not like present will do crazy things, right? And, mm-hmm. and that's my concern. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it, but I'm just like, ugh, like, let's maybe think about also figuring out a way if there's like security cameras or lights or something like
that. Well, that's the fiscal implications that I see at this point is lighting.
Yeah.
Is security,
yeah.
is maintaining the water heater and the restrooms,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
is maintaining the grounds around it,
yeah.
is being responsible for a break-in, but not of the items in there, but repairing the building, because we'd be responsible for the building. It's like being responsible with this building. We would
yeah.
be basically the landlords of that mm-hmm. Facility, so we would have to maintain it. For example, just in Spark Point, the water heater went.
Yeah.
We're responsible for repairing that water heater.
Right.
So a lot of that, even if they were to do it, we would still be responsible. Anything that they put together
right.
gets destroyed, we would still be responsible for it, as far as the building itself.
I say so.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe 3-4 years ago, the Historical Society came here and asked us if they could use the roundhouse
mm-hmm.
at the Emerald Spark.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed. Nothing happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I remember that.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
Was there a decision made on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
They were going to
okay.
pay us only $1. And we agreed to do that. But nothing happened. They didn't lift a finger, nothing. So.
Thank you for that information.
I'm
because I knew that they requested the roundhouse, but they were never told me it was approved.
Yeah, it was approved.
Okay.
And you can look at the
minutes.
Paperwork on
okay.
it. I'm sure it's there somewhere. I mean, I can even dig for it probably. But my concern is that, well, first there's already some stuff being over there that's already part of our program, and you're going to be infringing on their space. Right? If you're going to put something else in there, there may be some like, okay, what's our space now? How much we can use? All that stuff. So that will come back to us because it's our program. We have to protect our program. I have nothing against the Historical Society. I mean, I'm much on history and all that stuff. And we already agreed on the roundhouse, but why did not follow through on that? So I don't know what the situation is at the roundhouse now, but that is still
mm-hmm.
available. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be, if that still holds, you can offer it. Because at least there, they can really fix it because there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to fix it, go ahead. I mean, you know, they have to put water in whatever, you know, air conditioning and then security and all that stuff. But over here, there's a possibility that there might be an issue with our program and the security, because I have to remember how many times that place have been vandalized.
Yeah.
At least 4.
It's just graffiti again, yeah.
At least 4. So if they want to get their stuff vandalized, that's not the place.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the place to do it. But if they want to protect their stuff, they have to go somewhere where they can have security.
Okay. Director Garcia, what say you?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the fact that, if I remember correctly, they were thinking, even Alex Delgado was wanting to do the work in there.
Yeah, and it was Ray. Remember Ray?
Well, Ray still.
Yeah.
But I remember Alex, was supposed to do the work. Same thing that you said, you know, I have nothing against the Historical Society, but I think it's bad for them and for us to be put here. So, that's my two cents.
Well, I've thought a lot about this. A year ago, almost to the day, I was interviewed by the company that's doing the outreach for the design of our new library. And at that time, they asked me what my wish list was for that library. And one of the things I asked them for was a space in the library for the Historical Society.
I got the idea from the Lafayette Library. And it makes sense to me because when you're researching, you go to the library. Our elementary school kids, our middle school kids would go there, they'd learn about Clyde and Bay Point, and it just makes a lot of sense to me. So that's one. I don't know if we've got that space, if that's in the design, because I'm not privy to that, but actually two different conversations. I had the in-person interview with them, and then I had another phone interview about 6 months later with them. And so I don't know if Supervisor Glover has any pull with that design committee, but if he does, that would be a really, to me, a slick location for it. It just makes all sorts of sense. Two, our park district is only getting bigger. Our programs are only getting more robust. I mean, there's just nothing stopping Lori. As far as I can see. And so I don't really want to give up space for our programming. Because the thing is, we all know the cost of building anything. I mean, the pool was the perfect example, right? Anything new that you build, it starts off at X amount, and by the time you're done, it's X times like four. So if we give up that space, but then suddenly our baseball programming is so spectacular that we now need more room, to build something would be so prohibitive. I feel like we have to really be very protective of our current structures. I hope this doesn't sound nitpicky. It feels a little bit like it, but not so much. It's not really within our mission statement, right? So years ago, it was such a quaint ceremony, I loved it. The Garden Club would present these plaques during this meeting to the yard of the month. And that was stopped because one of the directors at the time said that, hey, if you're gonna give that 501c3 time during a meeting, you're gonna have to give every 501c3 time during the meeting. So we had to stop that. And I understood it, and I think I even voted to say yes, we'll stop it, because I understood the intent, right? It was a little sad for me because I thought it was so quaint and cute, and I live in this small town and I love that. So I kind of put this in that same vein, that if we're going to start parceling out our very limited resources to 501c3s that don't fit within our mission statement, you know, where does it stop, right? I think that's why the collaboration with the Garden Club and our community garden works so well, because that is within our mission statement. So for all those reasons, I feel like there's just got to be a better place. That's my 2 cents worth too. So I'm hearing that we're not going to make any action at this time. Does that make sense?
It's only considering a discussion, it's not making a decision.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think that based on what Director Corlix had mentioned as far as like a decision being made in the past, I think we should follow up on that and see where they stand. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we made a decision as a district and it was a voted decision, then that offer should still be on the table, I feel. And again, I brought up my concerns about the location, the safety, all that stuff, and I do agree with Madam Chair in terms of, like, you know, shared resources, because ideally I like to see that baseball program get really big there, and I am concerned about, like, you know, the shared space of that and other programs that we have here at the district. So I like to go back to the drawing board with this and think of, like, the roundhouse first, because, or even, you know, go back to federal government and say, hey, you know, this library's
right.
You guys should have been building like 3 years ago.
The library would be the perfect spot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect.
Yes.
I mean, because even if it's at the roundhouse and that library does get built,
yeah.
It's not at the library, I feel it's going to be more secure there, because
right.
We're going to have more eyes in that neighborhood.
That's
now.
Right.
So I'm more in favor of it being at the roundhouse or at the library than it is back here, because, I see some of those very delicate pictures, and we don't have a lot of things
right.
to
yeah.
really celebrate in this community, and that is so important.
And I'm so scared that something will happen in there.
Yeah.
That's just the fact of the matter. And that's my biggest concern is that. And again, sharing that space back there.
And even if it was at the Brown House, the security will be an issue because it's not...
It's not the safest place to put stuff.
Because no one goes there at all the time.
But we haven't had a history of break-ins there at the Brown House.
No.
So it feels more secure there than it would be at any of our other locations.
Well, there's nothing really in there.
Yeah, but nobody's attempted to go through the roof or the...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will say, from my perspective, I don't think we should be held to that. If we want it as a board at some point in the future, say, whatever decision was made in the past, it wasn't acted upon. So to me, if that's a new thing, do you guys agree?
No,
we need to...
Yeah,
I think
it had like an expiration date.
Right,
that's what I was gonna say.
But it was
discussed before,
and
it was approved, but nothing really happened.
Got it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love the library idea. I would hope that that will have some.
And I see that in other cities too, like Hercules, they have their
historical society. And I also want to see like the Bayport Historical Society actually, you know, come and have conversations with us. You know, I mean, I know they've had a conversation with you, but I haven't been approached.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure neither of our board members have been approached.
It would be nice if they were here. They
yeah,
speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be great to hear, like, their case on it. Then it would
yeah.
Because
at that time, there was someone here. Ray was here
yeah.
to speak for them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
They need to get together.
Yeah.
Like, I support it, but at the same time, get it together. And
mm-hmm.
that's not the location. I'm just kind of shocked that they would think that's a good location for it.
Well, I think the first thing I'll do, because they've been wanting me to work with Supervisor Glover, is contact the supervisor, discuss some of the, you know, ideas and concerns that we would have it being here, and see if he can come back with any other ideas locally, too. So we kind of just open the book for him and, you know.
Yeah.
Is this one of his projects leaving the office?
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
he's gonna be gone in like
yeah.
I mean,
hoping it'd be at the fire station, but that didn't work out.
Right.
That would have been such a sweet
correct.
Location.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. But there are some great options because the district is still willing to look at the roundhouse. The district
right.
is still willing to
right.
Look research and see that proposition going to the library. See if you know what is that Measure E, if we can. Because they've been contacted us with a lot of input about Measure E, and I know one of the things was teen centers and things like that, but we do have a program here. But that's moving forward. I know they're in the process of kind of in deep discussion about what they're going to do, and I believe the library is a real positive thing that they're going to move forward on over there, last time I've heard.
Yeah.
Because they had a couple of the forums here in our dining room.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll bring that to them, and I'll report on it at our December meeting about
thank you.
Where we're at.
No
thank
problem,
you.
No
Appreciate
problem.
Appreciate
that.
Thank
you, directors, for all your input. All right, so we don't have any public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports. Each member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Torres, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll try to be brief. Just thank you, Lori. Thank you for all the work that y'all are doing, because honestly, tonight was a good example of why it was so important to do that community outreach. So thank you, even though we heard such, obviously, opposition to it. That was a good thing. So so thank you for doing that work, and thank you for letting the community know. Don't have anything else to report, per se. I'm just looking forward to my semester being done at school. So I could get on the plane to Mexico and...
Ooh! Congratulations. That's fantastic for you. Congratulations.
All right. Director Garcia.
Just wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
Aw. Mm-hmm. Right. Turkey Day.
That's right.
Thank you. Director Fawkson, what say you?
Yeah, same.
Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving in advance, and looking forward to the upcoming Breakfast with Santa.
Yes.
My grandkids and I usually come, but you know what? They're 14 and 12 now. So they didn't even go, the 12-year-old, I think, went trick-or-treating, but the 14-year-old's like, not
Santa
in there.
Santa still
now.
Wants a picture with you.
But remember, he's been here for 12 years of that one. So
is there ever
something
for
us? It's like, why are we not going to be there? Anyway, we will be there
hopefully.
Perfect.
Anyway, thank you very much for everything, and I really just wanted to see them. It's nice that we can have people here and talk about how they feel, because usually it's just us.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, what do we do now? And if we don't have people coming in here and telling us what they want, we'll never know, right?
Yeah.
So I really appreciate your work on
that. Thank you. I do want to share that they were in opposition, but they were the kindest, nicest, concerned people, feeling bad that they were, you know, not agreeing with us, but they didn't agree.
Respectful.
Very, very respectful. Yeah. Extremely respectful.
And I hope they left with a feeling of community. Mm-hmm. That we feel the same way, you know? I mean,
absolutely.
That we, you know, we feel like their opinion matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that they learn a little bit about what this district offers.
Because
I think you can get really isolated up there. You get off the freeway, you go right there, there's no reason to go with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do this part of Bay Point, you probably do all your shopping in Concord. It's everything's that way. Okay. So, and Lori, having dealt with you and knowing community members that have contacted you, I know that you're super warm and welcoming, so thank you. I already know you were awesome with them, so thank you for that.
Awesome.
I don't have anything to add either, other than happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and it's just such a pleasure to work with all of you on the board. I really appreciate all your input tonight. So, we're moving on to the closing ceremonies. Do I have a motion?
I move we adjourn to our December regular board meeting.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Have a wonderful holiday.
You
thank
too.
You, you too. Thank you for being my second.
I know. I sent it right away to my stepdaughter. And she's like, I mean, we were all in Grass Valley, right? But the 14-year-old didn't even join us.
Oh my God. Does anybody need any flyers for breakfast with Santa?
Yes.
I need some tips on how to get rid of
some people this coming Saturday.